My name is Ryan Barron. I'm 28 years old. Today is April 26, 2021, and I am speaking with Theresa, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Sun City, Arizona. So my first question is, who are you?
Who am I? I am Theresa Ryan, and I am Ryan Barron's grandma, and I am a great-grandma also, and I am a very happy and successful person who's had a wonderful life, and I'm blessed with all these beautiful children, and I'm a retired business lady right now.
What have you learned
throughout my life?
Yeah.
One, if I reflect back throughout my life, and if there is one lesson, for sure I can say that I have learned, I can sum it up in one word: responsibility.
That's a good one. How do you want to be remembered?
How do I want to be remembered? If anybody remembers me along the way, especially after I'm long gone, I want them to remember me, and I want them to say, she gave everything from her heart, and she cared for everyone who passed through her life, strangers included, but most of all her family, because that's the most important people in my life, is my entire family, my parents, my stepmom, my stepfather, and then I have and my daughters who gave me all these beautiful grandsons. So I want to be remembered as a caring, devoted human being that tried really hard to make a difference to humanity through basically just caring.
That's good. That's good. I like that. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Okay. One of my happiest memories has to be when, who's sitting beside me? My grandson, Ryan, the day he was born, because it was such a wonderful, joyous experience. We were all at the hospital, and it was very exciting, and it was fairly tense because my daughter had been ill. But the point of it is when Ryan came along, he was the cutest and sweetest little baby I think I ever saw. And everybody was rejoicing. All the family came to the house. And it was one of the most happiest and joyous times of my life. And he was the sweetest little baby boy. And that night, because my daughter had been so ill, I set up taking care of Ryan, which was such a delight because he was so quiet, and he never made a peep. And so I had to keep running over and checking on him and making sure that he was all right. He was the quietest baby, I think, that was ever born into our family. But that was a time of great joy and happiness.
Well, your great-grandchildren are definitely not that way. We definitely know if they're awake or asleep.
Oh, but they got bubbling personalities.
That's true.
And so do you, but you have your personality different. That's okay.
Can you tell me about someone who's had a big influence on your life? What lessons did they teach you?
Well, I sure can. I would say the major person who's had a great influence on my life would be my stepmother, Leola Kraft. Back in Michigan, she always had her own company. She always started her own businesses. She was a self-made businesswoman who was extremely intelligent, and she knew how to take something and make it grow and bloom and prosper. And she was extremely successful. And she always would call me on the phone and say, Teresa, come on over, and I will teach you the business. And she always kept me in mind. And when we came out to Arizona, her and my father started a manufacturing plant. It was called, what we did is we did wide louver plantation shutters. We had a factory in the showroom. And in 1978, she called me on the phone and she said, Teresa, would you like to come over and be our salesperson? I said, why not? So I went over, and she was influential on me to become a better salesperson and a better businesswoman by teaching me the ropes. And she was absolutely brilliant. It was her idea, it was her concept to start the manufacture of these wide louver shutters, because in Arizona, it was something fairly new because of the heat and the sunshine. So people were putting the wood in the window, would give you privacy, but you could also see out and beautify the home. They are so beautiful. So we started off in 1978. Fairly small, and then by 1985, we built a huge factory and showroom, over 20,000 square feet. My dad brought in the high cube trucks, and we started expanding. We did all of Del Webb's work, and then Del Webb sold out to Pulte. We did all of Pulte's homes, and we became the oldest and the largest manufacturing company of plantation shutters in the Southwest. And by 1992, we started opening up new showrooms all over the valley, and I wound up in Surprise doing most of the shutters, if not all the shutters, for Sun City Grand. But it was because of my stepmother, Leola Kraft, her concept, her vision, and she pushed my dad. She said, we got to do this. She pushed me, and she pushed my brother, and we all became very, very successful because of my stepmother and her brilliance. She was absolutely brilliant. Actually, there wasn't anything this woman couldn't do. And if she went to college to be an architectural designer, she could have done that. She had no formal education. This woman was amazing. And she included me, and she was there beside me, and she encouraged me, and she pushed me all the way until when I had the showroom out in Surprise, and I did all of Sun City Grand. Mm-hmm. I made a fortune for the company, and it was because of her influence on my life.
Okay, yeah, she sounds influential. She sounds like she had a lot.
Smart, she was brilliant.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel, first of all, I feel most grateful for my mom, who taught me to go to church as a child and to believe in God, and to understand religions from all over the world, and to embrace our faith. That was very, very important to me.
What are you proudest of in your life?
What I am proudest of in my life, I have to go back to my showroom that I was given charge of in Surprise, Arizona, on the corner of Remus and Bell. Beautiful, beautiful showroom. I'm very proud because I was given a lot of responsibility. And it was a situation whereby we weren't really that sure that it was going to take off. Was it going to go? Were we going to be successful? Because we're kind of stretching our wings a little bit. And unfortunately, it was the time of 9/11, so everybody was on pins and needles. But they gave me complete control, complete charge, and within a few months, the place was booming, and it was an enormous success. So I'm very proud of the fact that I achieved our goal to make that showroom one actually more successful than the other showroom. So I'm very proud of that.
I would be too. What is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you?
Mm-hmm.
I have to laugh because it's funny. Remember the grapes?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the donuts?
That's a good one.
Not to curse on you. Well, the funniest memory is Ryan and our swimming pool in the backyard. Because as soon as the swimming pool was finished, after my husband and I moved in, we couldn't keep him out of the swimming pool. He was like a little fish. And all the times when we had all that fun and enjoyment in the pool, and Ryan was the center of the show. That's my fondest memory of Ryan.
For future generations of your family listening to this, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know or hear from you now?
Well, I don't know about wisdom, but I can tell you from experiences, because now that I'm a great grandma after living such, it seems like a mighty long life, I would just encourage everybody to first of all have faith in God. Now, whatever religion you come from, whatever church you go to, that's where, in my heart, in my opinion, that's where you're meant to be for the moment. But just believe in God and have faith, because this is your foundation and this is going to be your strength. And I would encourage my family to just remember to be responsible and to hopefully continue on in their education and care for one another and like I said, responsibility, and to love don't forget to love one another and to do your very best to help each other. That's very important.
Is there anything that you've never told me but you want to tell me now?
I think you know just about everything.
Yeah, we're pretty open.
Yeah, we're very open, and you confide in me, and I confide in you, and we've both been through a lot. And the main thing of it is our concern between the both of us has always been your mom's illness and her well-being and her health. So that's been an open book between us, and you understand everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Are there things about me that you want to know but I've never asked about?
That I want to know from you? Are you getting married pretty soon?
No, I don't have any plans to get married. No.
I'm just joking. I'm just really proud of you. That's all I can say. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all of my grandsons and my little granddaughter and all my other my great-grandchildren. So I'm very proud, and I'm so glad that you brought them into my life.
The last question. What are your hopes for me and for my children?
Success to me is, first of all, your faith, which is very, very important, and responsibility, and as I said before, caring for one another in all ways, and being attentive to each other, and making sure everybody's needs are met, and just being happy and enjoying being together, because our time, we never know how much time we have in this life. So that's the most important thing for me and you and Nathan and all my grandsons. And I'm so proud of all of you guys, and especially you, Ryan, because you've been helping us and then taking, you know, making decisions and helping me with decisions. And, you know, like I said, I'm so proud of the little babies you brought into my life, my little Kamaya, Zach, and Zaylin. Such joy.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Nana. I love you.
And I love you, too.
Done. And